Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. This week, I interviewed Apostle Linda Gobodo of Healing the Nation of Africa from Cape to Cairo Prayer Movement about what she calls an unstoppable prayer revival that will usher in the greatest revival the world has seen, starting in South Africa. Such a prayer revival was prophesied by Kim Clement in 2008, she said. In the interview, she talks about the launch of the Healing the Nation prayer movement with 9 people on the 25th of April 2020 to pray for godly change in South Africa. For the past 5 years, the group, which now numbers about 80 intercessors, has been praying 4 times a day, from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., from 12 noon to 1 p.m., from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and from midnight to 3 a.m., For the past 4 years, they have been using the midday prayer slot to pray intensively over prophetic words about revival birthed in South Africa. The prayer movement is a fulfillment of Kim Clement's word about an unstoppable prayer revival, said Gobodo. We're not saying we're the only ones praying, but this has been consistent, you know, and you can't stop it. This thing is going on. In July 2024, she said, the Lord told them they must start going to cities and towns and villages and nations to ignite revival fires. And so since July last year, starting at Potchefstroom, they have held revival fire meetings at 14 locations across South Africa. They have also ignited revival fires in Rwanda, Lesotho, the United Kingdom and Botswana. Their last meeting was on the 12th and 13th of April in Duncan Village, East London, where they also went to dig wells of revival that have been lying dormant for 75 years since Reverend Nicholas Bengu was used by the Lord to bring revival in our nation, she said. The next revival fire meeting will be at the House of Bread, Bloemfontein, on the 10th and 11th of May, said Gobodo. She said they advertised the start time of the meetings, but the end time is determined by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the meetings go on for 6 or 7 hours. Also in Gateway News this week, we posted the 6th and final installment in our Naked Truth series, which aims to open eyes and free lives from the damaging effects of porn. Brought to our readers by Naked Truth, a United Kingdom NPO, now in South Africa, which works to change lives and minds through awareness, education, and recovery, the whole series can be read on Gateway News. In this week's article, a wife who experienced betrayal and heartbreak when she discovered her husband's long-standing secret addiction to porn while they were overseas together as missionaries, shares a story of hope that began to unfold through an unexpected reconnection they made with a man who supports leaders struggling with porn. He pointed us to the Naked Truth Project and we both joined their recovery programs, she writes. The man regularly walked with her husband and he also saw her. She writes, he acknowledged my pain and the fact that I needed support. That mattered so much. He was a lifeline and in many ways kept us both alive. The Naked Truth's wholehearted program carried me gently. I wept in those groups, ugly, deep, healing sobs. And the ladies got it. I was not alone in my struggles. A song by Hannah Kerr became my anthem. You're catching every tear as it falls, God. You love me the same. I clung to that, knowing I was filling buckets in heaven. She said her husband took full ownership of his problems and worked towards his recovery. She writes, we chose not to separate, but we did start again. A few months later, Pete proposed to me all over again. And this time the foundation we stood on was one of truth, healing, and deep love. We are building something better than we ever imagined. 2.5 years on, I am full of gratitude. God met us in the darkness and led us out with his light. In other parts of the series, we focus on the truth about porn in South Africa, a biblical approach to overcoming pornography, the church's response to porn, healing for spouses, and parenting a porn-in-their-pocket generation. You can read these stories and more on our website, at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.